Okay, Rabbi Isai, we'll go back to the main focus of what we've been aimed on in the sugya here is really the latter part of the sugya, in which the Gemara goes back and forth what is the case of Meimer Mishaloy al Shalacherim. So the Mishnah didn't discuss that specific thing. This only came into the Gemara because the Mishnah discussed the idea that you could do Tmura from a Balmum onto a non-Balmum or the reverse. And to which the Gemara brought the different psukim that we learned it out from. And once we were talking about that pasuk, the Gemara brought down the drash of lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer, that one is talking about your carbon and one is talking about your friend's carbon. So, before we chew up this Shaloy al Shal Chaveri Chelek, I just want to remind you that we had one difficulty with the whole Balmum inyan. The problem we had with the Balmum is that the Gemara seems to say, and we saw clearly that's how the Rambam paskind, that this is not just an Avera to do Tmura from or onto a Balmum, but actually it's Cha. So it's really the only rule, the only time we have in Gantz Kodshim where you can go over to an animal that's a Balmum and give it Kedushas Haguf. The only case we have in Kodshim is Tmura. If you go over to a regular Balmum and you makdash it, it doesn't get Kedushas Haguf. So the only case that we have in all of Shas that Hekdash will be Chal on a Balmum on the level of Kedushas Haguf is by Tmura. The question we had was, which was the Minchas Chinuch's question, why isn't there Malkus? The Gemara earlier was searching for a case where somebody is Makdash Balmum, why, and the Gemara couldn't find as far as how it's going to be Chal, the Kedusha, when we discussed the whole concept of Kedushas Haguf being Chal on a Balmum. Why don't we say by every Tmura on a Balmum you should get two Malkus? You should get Malkus for Tmura, and you should get Malkus for being Makdash Balmum. And the Minchas Chinuch just says, well, Tmura sort of takes over. You get Malkus for Tmura, and the Malkus that you should be getting for Makdash Balmum, you don't get. And he proves it from the Gemara earlier, that when the Gemara was looking for a solution for Makdash Balmum, the Gemara threw out Tmura, and then the Gemara took it back. Seemingly, the Gemara seems to be saying that by Tmura you wouldn't get a double Malkus. You get Malkus just for Tmura. So our question is why? Why don't we say this is the ideal prime Makdash Balmum? It's a case of Tmura. Tmura on a Balmum. The Balmum gets Kedusha, and you should be over the Yisr of Makdash Balmum. Okay, so we'll get back to that as well when we clarify this last piece of Gemara. So let's just read through this last piece of Gemara again. Tanu Rabbanan, right before the Mishnah. 8 lines before the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan, lo yachlifenu b'shal acherim v'lo yomer oisei b'shal atzmai. V'lichtev lo yachlifenu v'lo yboyer lo yomer oisei. Why doesn't it just say lo yachlifenu? Yikosev hocha avamino teitezu v'tikonezu. That's the case where a person is chayef for tmura the tilki. Avol meimer de tavayu komagdashiluhu emul oloki komashmalon. So many Rishonim learned this means your intent. I would say you're only chayef malchus if your intent is to take the kedusha off animal A and put it onto animal B. But if your intent is that both animals should be kodesh, then maybe there's no malchus. So the Dvar Avraham asks, what do you mean? There really shouldn't be Malkus in that case. If a guy is saying, Harezu Tmurazu, and his intent is just that he wants to give Kedusha to this animal of Chulin, what's the problem? The Gemara says, I would think that you only get Malkus for Tmura if your intent was that animal A should lose its Kedusha and animal B should get the Kedusha of animal A. Kamash Malan, that not. Seemingly, Kamash Malan is, even though your intent is that animal A should stay Kodesh, and animal B should get Kedusha, you still chayiv Malkus. As the Dvar Avraham, you shouldn't be. That should be what we call in Shas, classic Hatfasa. Hatfasa is kosher l'chatchila. There's absolutely nothing wrong doing Hatfasa. Hatfasa means you go over to animal A, that's an oila, and you go to animal B, that's chulin, and you say, zeh kazeh. I want the kedusha of this animal to also be on this animal. That's not tmura, has no shaychis to tmura. It's a mitzvah. It's a regular mitzvah of being makdish kodshim. It's a method of how to be makdish karban. You could either be makdish karban by saying, I raise the oila. You could be makdish karban by being matfis, saying, this should get kedusha from this. There's no problem with that. So what's the Gemara's kamash malon? What does the Gemara mean? Kamash malon, that what? So that's why some Rishonim dray this Gemara, actually. If you look at Rabbeinu Gershon, he has a different approach. But the simple pshat in the Gemara is that the kamash malon is that even in a case where your intent is taka what the result is, see, usually the way we understand Tamura is that actually, the way Tamura is resulting, there's really nothing wrong. If that would be your intent, we wouldn't even have an issue with you. Because the end result is a very happy result. The end result is the carbon that was an oiler is still an oiler. And now you made a new oiler. The end result is very good. L'chayra, the whole problem of Tamura is the intent. The whole issue of Tamura is that I am attempting to take the kedusha of this animal and put it onto this animal. That's the problem with tomorrow. So l'chayr, if that's not your intent, so you're a shaygik. You're a complete shaygik. If you just want to give kedusha, you're a kosher person, l'chatchila. There's nothing wrong with what you're doing. So why do Chazal, what does the Gemara mean here when the Gemara says that you're chayv malchus? Okay. Then the Gemara says, Hai b'shel acherim, hei chidomi. What is the case where you have shalacherim? Inema behema dehekdish didei v'chulin da'alma. If you're going to tell me the hekdish belongs to you and the chulin belongs to somebody else, mi motzi makdish? That's not chal at all. Ishki yakdish is beisei l'ashem omrachmona ma beisei b'shusei avkol b'shusei. Ishki yakdish is beisei omrachmona. That the whole din of kodshim, we just had this in the daf, is only if you makdish something which is in your domain. So it can't be that you're using somebody else's animal to put the tmura onto. Elo behema dehekdish da'alma v'chulin didei. So it must be we're talking about your animal. The chulin belongs to you, and you're going to Yenna's oila, and you're telling Yenna that Yenna's kedusha's oila should go onto your animal. Says the Gemara, mi makfis bedover sheinu shaloi. That doesn't make sense. You can't be makfis from an animal that's not yours. Says the Gemara, be behema dehekdish da'alma v'chulin didei. We're talking about an animal that's taka, the case where it's hekdish da'alma and yochulin. Ki going to omar more de behema dehekdish kol aroitze lohomir behemta yovi v'yomir. The owner of the animal said, whoever wants should be should make tomorrow for my animal. As to Shita Mukubetzes, so in conclusion, that the Gemara is coming on to this Kimta, where you said you're giving permission. So why didn't the Gemara just leave it by the original plan, which was that you're doing Tamura from your animal, that somebody's doing Tamura from your animal. Rather, I'm sorry, you're doing tamura from somebody's animal onto your animal. The Gemara comes out, l'maskana, that the case has to be a case where the chulin belongs to you. But if the kochim belongs to you and the chulin belongs to somebody else, the Gemara seems to be saying that wouldn't work. Even though the Gemara could have said the same ukimta. The owner of the chulin said, whoever wants can make tamura onto my animal. For some reason, the Gemara didn't give that ukimta. And that would have seemed to have been the most logical okimta that the Gemara could have given. That makes the most sense. Which is really the way we learned at the beginning of the Gemara. The only reason why the Gemara drayed out of that is because we had a problem with Ishki Yagdish. We had a problem, who are you to make Kiddush on somebody else's animal? The Gemara said, okay, so it must be we're talking about your animal. But who are you to do tomorrow on somebody else's animal? Koloraitzer. So now go back to Koloraitzer at the beginning. So the Shita Mekubetzes just says that that would not work. Koloraitzer would not work on somebody else's animal. Koloraitzer only works from somebody's animal. Koloraitzer authorizes you to make tamura from somebody's animal. Koloraitzer is not enough authorization to do tamura on somebody's animal. Why not? Authorization is authorization. If you need authorization, it should work on both. Unclear. The Shita does not explain why that is, but the Shita just says for a fact. That's the Metzius. So we want to understand what the Shita means, number one. And number two, and I think this is really the key to understand the whole sugya, is to try to better understand what in fact are you doing wrong. According to the Gemara's final Lukimta, what are you doing wrong? I think that is the biggest difficulty in this whole sugya, is to understand the Maskonas HaGemara. The Maskonas HaGemara, the case where Yechayev Malkus, is a case where you have a behemoth chulin. You went over to your friend's animal after he authorized you, or authorized anybody who wants to do tamura from his animal. You put the kedusha onto your animal. Okay? The only possible thing that you did was you put kedusha on your animal. The only thing you did. There's nothing else that you were doing. The other animal doesn't belong to you and it's not negeya to you. Yen is oiler, right? It's not relevant to you what happens with yen is oiler. You're just using yen as oiler to put kedusha onto your animal. That's all you're doing. Yen, that guy has an oiler. You have chulin. The only possible objective that you have at the end of the day is to make your animal an oiler. Yen as oiler is not yours anyway. Whether it will be brought for an oiler or won't be brought for an oiler is not relevant to you. The only relevance this whole thing plays is that you're taking the kedusha from that oiler and putting it onto your oiler. Your chulin to become an oiler. So in what way, shape, or form does this mirror tamura? This is purely atfasa. We asked the question on the Gemara at the beginning, where you go over to your own animal, and you have in mind that both animals should be kodesh, why you chayev for tamura? This is the ultimate. Here, all you have is chulin. And the only thing you're trying to accomplish is to make your chulin into a korban. What avera are you doing? The fact that you use the terminology tamura, it describes itself that all you're trying to do is make kedusha. How could you be chayav? It's really it's a plea, mamish a plea. The conclusion of the Gemara is mamish a plea. What? But it's not, our problem is it's not similar at all. We have two, I think this is the point that has to be drilled in. We have two types of kedusha that happen via another animal, right? In Kachim, we have two types of kedusha. One is kosher and one is treif. The kosher way of taking kedusha from one animal to the other is called hatfasa. That one is kosher. That's where you go over to animal B, and your only objective is to make animal be kaddish. There's nothing wrong with that. It's kosher l'chatchile. Perfect. Right? That's one case. We have a case of tamura that's chazer treif. What's tamura? Also, you're trying to make kedusha on animal B through via taking the kedusha off animal A. Now, meimer mishaloy al shol chaveroi, right? Which category does it fit? So what I'm telling you is a very simple thought. If we're dealing with your animal as the Kaddish animal, then we could potentially say it's the same intent as the regular tamura. You're trying to take kedusha from your animal and get it off. And you're using your friend's animal as a guinea pig to get kedusha onto your friend's animal. Then we could say it's a similar formula. When your animal is the chulin animal, your friend's animal is the Kaddish animal, clearly, what you're doing is category hatfasa. Because the other animal has not plays no role in your life. All you're doing is making Kedusha onto your animal. So if we had a choice to put it into which category, we would clearly put it into the Hatfasa category, not the Tmura category. So why are you chayiv it all? This should be a classic Hatfasa. The owner is not chayiv. You tried to say the same thing last week. You tried to say that too. You tried all kinds of things last week. But Yidl, please go for it again. Who is chayiv Yidl? I'm going to answer you the same question I asked you. Who gets Malkus by Meimer Mish by this case? The owner or the guy who's doing the Tmura? The guy who's doing the Tmura. Exactly. And what is the guy who's doing Tmura trying to do? He's trying to make his animal have Kedusha. What? The other person never gave him authorization to take the Kedusha off his animal. In practical terms? What's that? In practical terms, what does it mean? Okay. They're helping each other. But the fact is that my objective, I'm saying, can only be one objective. By a regular tmur, you could say, my objective is I want to make my animal chulun, right? It's sensible. When I'm dealing with my animal, and there's another animal here that I don't own and I have no shaykhis to, it's very hard to say that my objective is I want to make that animal chulun. I don't even know, and I have no shaykhis to that animal. If it's an oil or not an oil, it plays no role in what I'm going to do now. The only thing that I possibly could want to accomplish is to make this animal Kaddish. Right? Clearly, what's your objective? When it's your oil, then you could tell me it's your objective and it doesn't work. When it's not your oil, that can't even be your objective. It's not my oil, b'chlal. So what is my objective? My objective is I want to make my animal Kaddish. We have to explain that 100%. 100% that has to be explained. 100% that has to be explained. Why are you using the terminology tomorrow? And that's what I said. Maybe that's the whole problem. The problem is the terminology. The question is, what's really happening? So, what I think we have to, the way we have to get around this whole inyan here of tomorrow is to explain as follows. We spoke about Kedusha's Bechira 2 weeks ago, about when somebody goes ahead, the Gemara says in Meseches Nedorim that by a Bechor there's a mitzvah lahakdisha. There's a mitzvah to be makdish a Bechor. That's what the Gemara says, right? So the obvious question is, the Gemara says even though Bechor has Kedusha pre-existing, there's still a mitzvah lahakdisha. There's a mitzvah for you to be makdish to Bechor. So all the Rosh Yeshiva in the Shiurim and the Dorm, they all ask, what do you mean? It's Kaddish. What does it mean, you mitzvah lakdisha? So someone in Echanami is just adding extra Kaddish, whatever that means. Generally, by Kaddish, we wouldn't know what that even means. You go over to an oiler and you say, I raise the oiler again, you're doing zero. It's an oiler. You've accomplished zero. So what does it mean, you go to a Bechara that has Kaddish's Bechara, that if you never will go over to this animal and say anything about it, it will remain a Bechara? And you say, I raise a Bechor. What did you add in a practical terms? Okay? So the answer that I gave was based on a Rit al-Ghazi in Bechoris. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal learned similarly in his Shiurim in Adorim. That is that every Bechor, there's a mitzvah to substitute the Kedushas Bechor with your own Kedusha. So what basically happens is as follows. A Bechor is born, Mazel Tov. The Bechor is born and has Kedushas Bechor. If you never say another word, it's still going to have Kedushas Bechor. Now, when you go over to the animal, the Torah gave you a mitzvah to replace that Kedusha. It's not another layer. Takdish. The mitzvah is you replace the Kedushas Bechor with your Kedushas Bechor. It's true. By a regular behemoth, you couldn't do that. You couldn't go over the animal, say, I raise the oil, then wake up tomorrow and go, you know what? I want a fresh Kedusha here. I raise the oil and knock off the old one, put on a new one. You can't do that. By Bechor, the term was Mechadish, that even though it is pre-existing, it's a pre-existing Kedusha, Takdish, you can subsidize that Kedusha with a new Kedusha. And in fact, when the Rambam brings down Bechor Kedushas Bechor, the Rambam says that. He says, Bechor is Kadosh lo oilam im lo yigdishay. Bechor remains Kadosh forever if you're not makdish it. Meaning, if you're makdish it, then you're substituting the Kedushas Bechor with a new Kedusha, with your Kedushas Bechor. And that's why the Gemara called Bechor a Dover Hanodor, according to one opinion, because actually the Kedusha does happen through the person, because the person has replaced the Kedusha that's there and has created another level of Kedusha. That's what happens. What's Tmura? So Tmura, really, we know clearly what the conclusion is. We know that the conclusion of Tmura is that a person goes and does a Maisa Tmura. What the conclusion is, both animals have Kedusha. We know clearly what a person's objective is when they do Tmura. They want to take Kedusha off animal A and put on to animal B. We also know that although that's the normal objective, we know that the Gemara by us is telling us that even if you don't have that objective, you're chayiv anyway. Because the Gemara says that by an halasug as well. The Gemara says, Havamina, I would think that tmur is only if that's your objective. That this animal should become chulin, and this animal should be kamash malon, that even if that's not your objective, even though clearly that's your normal objective when you do tmura, is that you want animal A to become chulin, and you want animal B to get kedusha. That's clearly what you want. Clearly, that's not happening. And clearly, our Gemara seems to be saying that even if your objective is that both animals should be kadosh at the end of the day, you're still chayev. So we said, why? Why are you chayev? And here's where I think the nekuda of the answer lies. When the Gemara said that you are chayev when you do that kind of action, when you do tmura, thinking, knowing, and wanting that both animals should be kadosh, you're still chayev. Why? Why are you chayev, Taka? What's behind it? What are you doing wrong in that case? I brought down last week the Rashash, that the Rashash says he doesn't understand Bechlal. Why does one need authorization? Why do you need authorization? That was the Rashash's question. Mimatvis bedover shein eloi koshali. Almoloi, otanan, reish perik dalad nazir. Hareni nazir v'shoma v'chaver v'ma v'ani. Kulom nazirim. I can go over to another Nazir and make myself a Nazir based on his Naziris. Right? I don't have a bailus. Who am I to do it? He says, so what do you see? That you definitely can't do. You can't make Kedusha go off somebody else's thing. He says, Avozainoi. He says, it's difficult. His conclusion to Rashash is that that's difficult to learn. Why in the world do I need permission? So, one of the explanations is, well, Tmura would have done that. If your Kavana would have been seen to the end, it would have taken the Kedusha off Ruvain's animal and put it onto your animal. But the fact is that that's not what's going to happen at the end. And we all know that that's not what's going to happen. We all know the end is Reuven's animal will stay Reuven's animal, and your animal is going to have Kedusha. So who cares what you wanted to do, what you would have wanted to do, but the end result is that Tmura does not change the facts on the ground. The original animal is Kaddish, and now your animal is going to be Kaddish. So in conclusion, why do you need authorization? It's like a classic hatfasa. Classic hatfasa. Just like when I go over to a nazir, and he made himself into a nazir, and I say, okay, I want to be a nazir. I don't need his authorization. Why don't I need authorization? Because I'm not doing anything to his naziris. I'm becoming a nazir. I'm not doing anything to his naziris. It's the same thing should be over here. I'll try to give you a mirror example. A mirror example of tomorrow. I go over to a nazir, okay? And I tell a nazir, he just said, Lazer just said, I rain the nazir. So I go over to him, I say, okay, you know what? I'm a nazir now. I want to be machfas on your naziris. And also, I would like that I should replace your naziris. I would like you, Lazer, your naziris is gone. I'm the only nazir in town now. I don't like having competition. I'm the only nazir. Dala ala das, would anybody say, okay, now it doesn't work? Now the naziris doesn't work. Now my hatfasa doesn't work. Because I wanted to take off his naziris. It's Ron Batela. It's Narishkeit. It's Narishkeit. And if I went over to a loaf of bread and I said, Kikar zeh osur alaik a korban, right? And now that piece of bread became osur as a neder. And now another guy, now Nechemya goes over to the Kikar and he says, no, you know what? Zu kazu. I want that my bread should be osur like that bread. And I would like that Bezalel's bread should become chulin. Would anybody say, oh, now it doesn't work? Now Nechemya needs my authorization. Because he's attempting to take off Kedusha off my bread. Who cares? It's Dvorim B'Tehillim. It's Baba Mises. It's Baba Mises. So that's what Tumur is. Tumur is a Baba Mises. You want to, you'd like to. This is your attempt, even the way Pesach is learning. It's your objective, but it's Dvorim B'Tehillim. The fact is that Yenis Kedusha stays intact. And your Kedusha, now all you're really doing is getting your animal to be Kedusha. Why in the world, when this is what we were talking about last week after the shiur, why do I need your authorization? And I don't care what your dreams are. Even if your dream is, it's hard to say that that's your dream even. It's hard for us even to understand that your dream is, like you're saying, that you want the Kedusha to go off Yenis B'Tehillim, because what do you care? But even if we could manipulate that that's your dream, what do you need authorization for? Your dream is not a reality. I'm dreaming now that I'm going into your garage, I'm typing in your code, your garage door is opening, and I'm going into your Ferrari. And now I'm driving it into the city. Ah. Okay, do I need your authorization before I have that dream? I'm a ganav. The whole thing just happened. I was in your garage. Yeah, but now it's the best. It's in your cup. You don't need authorization for daydreams. Baruch Hashem, right? You don't need authorization. So what? That's all this is. It's a daydream. Yeah, I would like that Yenis B'Tehillim and the Kedusha should go off and it should go out to my animal. Yeah, but that doesn't happen. So now I have to give you a shush for your daydreaming. I'm now giving authorization. Anybody wants to daydream about my behemoth, that the Kedusha should go off my behemoth, Yavah V'Yomer, come daydream. It's a pillar. The Adkere Kach, some Achroinim want to learn, this is some kind of form of shlich. Yeah? The Noi de Behuda has a tshuva in Eben Ezra, and Simon Ayin Vav, we have a discussion that maybe this is actually shlichus. Kol Haroitze L'Homer Yavah V'Yomer is a shlichus. The Noi de Behuda asks, ain't shlichut v'aveira, how does our whole sugya work? That you're giving authorization, ain't shlichut v'aveira. Now the Beauty says, well, maybe it's not really a shlichus, it's reshus, it's not a shlichus. Another opinion there in the Noi de Behuda holds that ain't shlichut v'aveira just means he's not your shlich, but it is chal. That's a whole tumult there. What's going on here? The whole thing is a pipe dream. All you're really doing is making kedusha to your animal. And in the same vein, the Chazon Yechav Chatzkel Abramsky, Zechat Tzadik Levrocha, goes with the same approach, and the Dvar Avram, the same approach, which is really the Havamin of the Rashash. In other words, that since what I want to do is take Kedusha off your animal, so, and that's what Tmura really is, so even though I'm really not doing it, but if you don't give me the authorization, it's like I'm not even involved in Tmura. Tomorrow's got to be a daydream. I got to be daydreaming about something which conceptually could be reality. So now it's a realistic dream. So Kolaloitz Elohomer takes a dream which is nothing. You're dreaming about garnished, right? You're dreaming that the economy changed. And now there is Raglayim for this dream. Taka, something did change. Could have changed. Because you got a Choshen Mishpat authority now. He gave you authority to take the Kedusha off your animal as far as Choshen Mishpat is concerned. Grada, in Hilchus Kodshim, his authorization does nothing. So the bottom line is, the Rebbe Hashem didn't give you authorization. So the fact that he was okay with you taking Kedusha off his animal didn't work anyway. But at least, now you're playing the game. Now it's a real game. Because now that he gave you Choshen Mishpat authority, even though there's another part of Shulchan Aruch that's saying it's not going to work anyway, but I got authority from another part of Shulchan Aruch. What does that mean? In practical terms. What does it even mean? I'm giving you authorization to do something that you can't do anyway. It's not chal anyway. But I'm authorizing you. If Lu Yitzur would work, I'm giving you authorization to do something I can't work. What does it even mean? I would say that such authorization wouldn't even work in Choshen Mishpat. If you ask me the Shaila, I would say even in Choshen Mishpat the authorization doesn't work. According to Chatzkel Abramsky in the Dvar Avram, you need this authorization, I'll say it doesn't even work. I would say in Choshen Mishpat, if I was your dayan, and you would tell me that somebody gave you authority to do something which doesn't work, I would say that, I would argue that that authority is not even authority. Because authority is only authority if we can say that that's the das of the person, right? If the person knows that that's not reality anyway, we have a tanai, right? Makadosh anisha, amanasha tali lurakia. The aloch is a tanai is bottom. Why? Because something which is not a reality, we say you don't mean. I didn't mean that the woman should go up to Shemayim. I know she can't. And therefore, I could have said it in front of 1,000 Eidim. If I tell Anisha, Aret Mekudesh Yisli Amanasha Tali Lurakia. The aloch is the tanayah's bottle. Why? Because anything that I know can't happen. So when, even though if I say I would like it to happen, it's Dvarim B'Talim. So I would argue, Rav Chatzkel Abramsky and the Dvar Avraham are saying that there's an actual Choshen Mishpat authority that's being given here. And it's only because of that Choshen Mishpat authority that makes the Tmura possibly an Avera. I would say it's not even authority. It's not authority. And that's halacha. If I would tell you, you know what, I let you do something which I know is impossible for you to do, I have a plane, a commercial jet line. I know that you have no shaykhs. You can't fly a plane. You don't know from the beginning to the end to the middle. You know nothing. So yeah, no problem. You can fly my plane. I'll be choshen mishpat, but it's not called authority. Why? Because it's known to me and you that you can't fly a plane. So I don't mean to give you issues. So it's the same thing over here. So first of all, I don't hear what the authority does. I don't hear why in the world you need such authority. And even if I were able to buy in to understand that you need such authority, I don't even hear that it's being given. Because if you know it doesn't work, you're not giving it. So really, from every angle that you could think of, I don't understand what this works. If you go over to somebody on Shabbos in the morning, and you tell them, listen, my keys are in the Aron Kodesh, right? And I have my Rolls Royce here in the parking lot, and my keys are in the Beis Medrash, in the Aron Kodesh. I give you full authority. After Kiddush today, you can drive my car for the next 3 hours. And the guy, when he took the keys, he drove the car. I would arguably say that he's a ganav too. He's a ganav also. What do you mean? I just told he could drive the... Yeah, but he's a Shemesh Shabbos. So I know he can't drive the car anyway. I'll tell Rechaim. So Mel, when I tell him I'll tell Shemesh, but he could drive the car, it's also meaningless. So the whole thing, from beginning to end, is just a pella. So Rebbe Elchanan Wasserman, in his Koivet Shiurim, he tries to shed some light here as well. He says that Tmura is different. What he calls it is a Hamshacha of Kedusha. If you look at the words of Rebbe Elchanan, Ubi'ikir hach milsa, de'eina yochol ha'atfis b'korban chaveiroi b'loi reshusoi, b'loi reshus ha'baylim, ro'isi makshim, this is the Rashash's question, ma'ishno Tmura mekonomas. Normally you could do hatfasa from somebody else's thing because it's irrelevant to them. Your hatfasa plays no role in the fact that it's their thing. The oimer kikuzel like korban chaveroi the mahani hatfasa. Yatfasa works. Vein tzorich reshus habaylam. I don't need reshus of the owner. I can go over to your piece of bread that you made a neder and say, I want my bread to get the same thing. Vizu ein kushi. This is not difficult, says Rabbi Chanan. The bekoinomos by a neder. Ha'oimer, if somebody says, kikur ze alai korban mahani, afilu leko shum korban oilam bezman hazeh. So when you say, by a neder, you say this should be like a korban, it's not reality. There's no korban in the world, really, that you have to be basing it on. You're just saying, kikur ze alai like a korban. And therefore, when I go to your kikur, and I say, my bread should be also like your bread, I'm not really using your bread. Just like the initial guy that made the nether wasn't using a real carbon. It's like a carbon. And he said, it should be like your bread. Not really. And therefore, v'ilu b'tmura lo'y mahanya, elam yesh carbon lefana. That's poshet. That if I would go over to a cow, and I would say, I raise you t'mura shlomim, which is somewhere. I raise you t'mura shlomim. It wouldn't work. I need another cow. I need another shlomim that I could say, this is a t'mura of that. So says Rabbi Chanan, t'mura, you're really using somebody's animal. That's what he says. Therefore, v'ilu t'mura lo'y mahani mishkarban lefanav. V'atam de b'tmura ha'kdusha nimsheches mikoyach ha'korban. It sort of extends from the carbon. And therefore, and it goes on to elaborate on this point. Now to me, this is still very difficult. Because the way I see it, the reason why I don't need authority from you when I do atfasa is not a lumdisha reason. It's not a lumdisha reason. It's practical. I don't need your permission because I'm not doing anything to you. I'm not doing anything to you. If I'm walking down the street and you have a house, and you have a house that's 40 feet high and it's hot, and I sit down on the sidewalk because I want a banana from the shade of your house, I don't need your authorization. Because I'm not hurting you. I'm using your shade. By the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara Paskins, you're not allowed to do that. The Gemara brings down the whole sugya there with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, where he gave shiurim outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara talks about the problem of Me'ila, right? By a person's house, there's no problem. If you built something for shade, and I went and was nana from the shade, there's no problem. Why? Because I only need authority from you if I am in a physical way using something that's yours. I'm taking something from you. I'm taking a use from you. If I'm the hander from your thing and it plays absolutely no role, I don't need your rishus. I need your rishus. I'm benefiting from your shade. You built yourself a nice house here, and lemaisa, the sidewalk is shady because of your house. And the same thing if you build yourself a beautiful garden in front of your house. I could take myself a beach chair and put it right off your property and sit there and be nehenna from the view. Why? I'm using it. I'm having anor. By hektish, it would be a problem of having anor. There's no problem. Because I'm not taking from you. So when I go to your carbon and I want to make atfasa from your carbon, the reason why it's a non-issue is because what's the difference to you? I am using your carbon conceptually. I'm not using your carbon. I don't need rishus for conceptual. I don't need rishus for conceptual usage. I need rishus for practical usage. So I don't need permission. So I don't know what Rabbi Chanan gained. I see a little bit more of a life here than the way Chatzkel Abramsky is learning. Chatzkel Abramsky, the Dvar Avraham, are learning. Really, he's giving me nothing. And the whole thing is a game. It's just that I have the authority to do this if it would work, but doesn't work. Rabbi Chanan is saying not like that. Rabbi Chanan is saying there's really something happening here. There's kedusha from this animal that's now extending onto this other animal. And since there's something real, there's like electricity flowing, so therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, for that you need permission. What I'm asking is, why do I need permission if I'm not taking anything from him? I didn't take any energy from his carbon. If his carbon now had 120 volts, it still got 120 volts. So now I got 120 volts here. No problem. I'm passing by your house. I use some of your solar light that's on your property. I use also. I need your rishus for that. I don't need your rishus. Same thing over here. So what I want to tell you is like this. I think that this would really clarify it. It would clarify a lot of the inyanim of Temura. And that is that perhaps the mechanism of Temura is very similar to Kedushas Bechayr. Which means that the Torah was machadish. That when you do Temura, what happens is the Torah says, we will substitute your Kedusha. Actually, Klapi Shmaya Galya, you're taking Kedusha off animal A and putting it on animal B. But the Torah says, you know what? Just like when somebody goes to an animal that's a Bechor, he says, how is a Bechor? What's he doing? He's replacing the Kedusha of the Bechor. The animal was a Bechor till now, and the animal remains a Bechor forever, right? But what happened was, I replaced it. That animal is a different Bechor than it was yesterday. Yesterday, it had Kedushas Rechem. Today, it's Kedushas Bechor from me. I now substituted the Kedusha that it had, the Kedushas Rechem that this Bechor had. By Temura, the Torah says, you know what? Says the Torah, when you go over to animal A, and you transfer the Kedusha onto animal B, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, I substitute the Kedusha that you took off animal A and I put it back on. So Taka, animal A now has Kedusha because the Rebbeinu Shalom re-injected the Kedusha. In fact, you took off your friend's Kedusha, off that animal. Your friend had Kedusha on that animal when he said, I raise the oila. You went now and took that Kedusha off. And the Rebbeinu Shalom said, you know what? When that happens, I replace the Kedusha. I put the Kedusha back on. I replace it. But actually what's happening is the Kedusha of animal A is going on to animal B. It's not a new Kedusha. It's the same old Kedusha that was animal A is now going on animal B. Now we understand the whole slew of halachas, forgetting our Gemara now with Mamish Spiegel. Because now the objective of every Temura is the same. It's to take Kedusha from animal A and to put onto animal B. That's what it is. You always need permission for that. Because you are, in fact, manipulating his Kedusha. You're taking his Kedusha off. You can't do that without permission. It's not a game. It's not an attempt. It's actualizing. Temura is actualizing a Metzius. It's taking the Kedusha off animal A and it's putting it onto animal B. And animal A now gets reinstated with a Kedusha, which mirrors its original Kedusha, just like when you're Makdash Bechor. The same thing happens. There it's Bidei Adam, and this is Bidei Shamayim. Now, Mamish, from beginning to end, you'll see how the whole sugya is spiegels. First of all, Makdash Baal Mum. You're only Chayiv Malkus when you create a Kedusha on a Baal Mum. You invented a new Kedusha. When you do Tumur, you're not inventing a new Kedusha. It's true that right now you have an animal with a blemish walking around that has Kedusha's oil. But that Kedusha came from there. That wasn't your invented Kedusha. That's why you're not Chayiv Malkus. We cannot apply. That's what the Minchas Chinuch means. You can't do Ein Lecha Bo'ya L'Kedusha. The Torah was Mechadish that the Kedusha that was here from animal A goes on to animal B. We can give you Malkus now for that. Makdash Baal Mum, it's the Kedusha was here already. That's number one. Number two, the Rambam Paskins, and that was the Rambam I asked everybody to look up. The Rambam Paskins that even though normally by Hektish, you could be Shoyal. I could say I raise the Oila. If you recall, we asked this question at the beginning of the Masechta. If I make something into an Oila, I can go the next day now to a Chacham and be Shoyal on the Neder, just like I could be Shoyal on any Neder. The Rambam says, Chutz mi Temura. Temura, you can't do that. Why can't you do it by Temura? You know why you can't do by Temura? The reason why you can't do by Temura is because it's not your Kedusha. When you go to a Chacham and you're Shoyal on a Neder, you're Shoyal on your Neder. It's not mine. This is not my Neder to be Shoyal on. My Shaila is on, if anything, if you want to be Shoyal on Temura, you're going to have to be Shoyal on the first Kedusha. This is nothing. This is just transfer. This animal is walking around with the Kedusha of animal A. And that we'll see already, Tak. If you show you on the first animal, then maybe the Kedusha will go off completely. But right now, if you show you on this animal, it's not going to work. Because there's nothing to be show you on. Another interesting point. The Torah was Mechadish that you could be makdish belev. It says kol nediv lev oilos. You could be makdish something in your heart. So if I in my mind am thinking hareze oila, it works. By tmura it doesn't. Because by tmura, you're not creating any new kedusha. Tmura is only in al yedei amira. You're taking kedusha from animal A, putting on to animal B. That's not an act of kedusha. And that's why, since it's by nature a transfer, there's no din of kol nediv lev oilos. That's a din that was established l'gabi kodshim. And as we explained, because amira l'gavoya k'masira l'hedyet, that whole din only works where you're creating kedusha. Hey, you're making a transfer. You don't have that halach. Okay? Now we can also understand why when you go over to Behemoth, what Torah means, kamash malon, we don't care what your objective is. Even if your objective at the end of the day is they should both be kedusha. Doesn't matter. But if the way you're coming to that conclusion is by removing kedusha from animal A and putting it onto animal B, you're chayv malchus. That's what the Gemara means, kamash malon. We don't care what your objective is. Because the mechanism that you're doing it is actually by taking kedusha off the original animal. And that's also to do. This will also explain a sugya that we were struggling earlier with, which was, the Gemara says that by Timuri, Chayev Malkus, why? B'dibure kovet maise. So you remember that sugya we had on Dav Gimel and Dav Dalet. And we asked the question, Dav Gimel on the base, we asked the question, what do you mean? The Avera is taking off the Kedusha of animal A. Right? That's the Avera part. And the fact that the animal B is getting Kedusha, that's not the Avera. So why do you get Malkus? Because B'dibure kovet maise. But the answer is no. You are doing B'dibure kovet maise. With your dibur, you're taking off Kedusha of animal A and putting it onto animal B. That's a Chayiv Malkus. So Mamish ties the whole Masechta ties together. And now, we understand our Gemara. We understand again why by Balmum there's no Malkus for Balmum. We understand why authorization is necessary. The authorization basically is, I'm allowing you to take the Kedusha off my animal. For that, there's authorization works, and you need authorization. Because who are you to take Kedusha off my animal? You're actually making my animal chulun. And then there's a Kedusha Shemayim Betzchal. We also understand why the second guy is Chayiv Malkus, because he's doing the whole Temura. He's doing all the components of Temura he's doing. He's taking Kedusha away off animal A, he's putting it onto animal B. He's done the whole Avera. The owner has done nothing. The owner has just given him authority to remove the Kedusha. The owner A has done nothing. Now, this all works to remove Kedusha. But to put on Kedusha, there's a din of Beisei Breshusei. So for that, you need far more than authorization. For that, you need the ability to be makdish. When you want to create Kedusha, when you want something which is chulin to become kodesh, this thing has to be in your domain. So authorization doesn't help for that. I authorize. There's nothing to authorize. For that, it has to be in your domain. Even if I own something, a ganev steals something from me, it's still mine. I can't be makdish it because it's not in my domain. So now everything in the Gemara fits, the whole sugya shtims. This also answers why Torah Kedei Dibur doesn't work by Temura. Something we don't have time to go into today, but Torah Kedei Dibur does not work by Temura, which means by Kodshim, if you say, I raise that Kodesh, and then you go, you know what, change my mind. Torah Kedei Dibur. Right? There's a whole Shaila when you could be Chayza Torah Kedei Dibur, when you can't be Chayza Torah Kedei Dibur. The Rambam says that Temura is not included in that whole question. Because Temura is not a chalois that you're creating now. It's the original Kedusha. It's the original Kedusha that was on this animal from the get-go, from animal A, it's that Kedusha. You're not creating now a Kedusha. You're just transferring from a Kedusha that's already here. You're taking the Kedusha, you're putting it here. You're moving it around. You're not creating a new Kedusha. You're moving it from one place onto another place. That's all that Temura is doing. And that's why it's not called Makdish. It doesn't have all the qualities of being Makdish. For L'chumra, those that say that Chazara doesn't work Torah Kedei Dibur by Hekdish may say by Temura it does work. And L'kula, it's different. It's not being Makdish. You're taking something that already has existing Kedusha. Now, where else do we find this concept? We find this concept, that's why I'd ask you to look up the Rambam. of Hilchos Naziris. Ha'ish Madras Benoi Benozer. See what he says? Yesh L'stapek. Imotzi Ha'av L'mishal Al Neder Benoi. When the father makes his son into a Nazir, he can't be Shael on the Naziris. You know why? The Loimotzinu She'ela Elo Benidroi. You can only be shayel on something which is your neder. Avu b'neder da acherim loy motzinu shayla. You can't be shayel. So he says, perhaps the son can't be shayel because he didn't make the neder. The father can't be shayel because it's not really his neder, it's the son's neder he's doing. So in order to be shayel on a neder, you have to be the activator of that neder. And by tomorrow, you're not. You're not the activator. I would even go a step further in saying that by tomorrow, really, all you are doing, you're not an activated bechlal. All really what you're doing by Tamura is an Amira, and her was Machadish, that through that Amira there's a transfer. It's a transfer of Kedusha. You're not creating any chalois at the time of Tamura. Because the only chalois that's really happening is on animal A, that's the only new chalois that's happening. Animal A is getting a new Kedusha. And that's happening B'dei Shemayim. That's not even happening through you. That's happening Taka B'dei Shemayim. Okay, cultive.